This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden granted temporary refuge to people from Hong Kong amid the Chinese government's efforts to crush the pro-democracy movement and tighten its control on the city. Biden signed a memorandum Thursday allowing people from Hong Kong currently residing in the United States to live and work in the country for 18 months, a move likely to further inflame the already tense relations between Washington and Beijing. The decision to provide a temporary safe haven comes in response to Hong Kong's sweeping new national security law, which took effect in June. Since then, police have arrested at least 100 opposition politicians, activists, and demonstrators. Japan's prime minister attended a memorial Friday commemorating the 76th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Survivors, their relatives, and other participants marked the 8:15 a.m. blast anniversary with a minute of silence. The United States dropped its first atomic bomb on Hiroshima towards the end of the Second World War on August 6, 1945, destroying the city, killing 140,000 people, mostly civilians, including many children. The U.S. dropped a second bomb 3 days later on Nagasaki, killing another 70,000. Japan surrendered on August the 15th, ending World War II and its nearly half century of aggression in Asia. France's highest court Thursday upheld a new law requiring the public to uphold a pass, health pass, to access bars and restaurants and health workers to vaccinate against COVID-19 by mid-September. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Firefighters are battling several blazes in Greece, including a resurgent wildfire which burned homes north of Athens. In southern Greece, fires prompted more evacuations as weather conditions worsened, and firefighters fought to save a former royal palace and the birthplace of the ancient Olympics. The Greece military and personnel from European countries are assisting firefighters with battling those blazes and evacuating people. Here in the United States, California's largest wildfire destroyed much of the downtown and some surrounding homes in a small Northern California mountain community. The three-week-old Dixie Fire tore through Greenville, leveling businesses and homes Wednesday night. Firefighters had been trying to protect the town of 800 by clearing debris from roads and marking hazards. More than 20,000 firefighters and support personnel were battling some 97 active wildfires covering 13 U.S. states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. Pakistan is echoing warnings from Washington that neither the Afghan government nor the Taliban can get what they want if they insist on pushing ahead with military campaigns instead of working to reach an agreement through negotiations. Fighting between government forces and Taliban fighters has surged in recent weeks, with the August 31st deadline for the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan drawing ever closer, prompting U.S. forces to increase the number of airstrikes in support of the Afghan military. Yet Pakistan's National Security Advisor, here in Washington for meetings with U.S. officials, said Thursday that a military victory for the Afghan government or the Taliban is simply not realistic. Moeed Youssef told a virtual audience at the U.S. Institute for Peace, a compromise is inevitable. U.S. officials have insisted repeatedly that a Taliban victory is not a foregone conclusion. And two Belarusian coaches have been stripped of their Tokyo Olympics accreditation of an alleged attempt to force a sprinter to fly home, an incident that drew international condemnation. For more news, please join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.